Tezav Masechet Shabbos, Dav Tzadik Vav. Warm welcome to the new Perek, which kicks off with a discussion about throwing and passing items from one domain to the next. Passing was the original process of how the Levites, transferred the beams from one wagon to another through the public domain, but throwing was not done in that case because the beams were too heavy to throw. However, throwing is a subset of Melechas Hotzah, and the Mishnah does say that it's a problematic form of transferring items from domain to domain. Now, we've been through 95 dapim. If any 95 pages of Masechet Shabbos, if any one malacha has dominated these pages, it would be Malacha Sotzah. Yet, up until now, the Gemara hadn't asked the fundamental question of where Malacha Sotzah is referenced to in the Torah. So the answer given is in Parshas Vayakel. Moshe made an announcement to the people to stop bringing donations. Since Moshe was located in Rishus HaRabim, and the people were in their own camps, which are considered a Rishus HaYachid, a private domain, so since it was Shabbos, Moshe said, don't contribute, because you're going to end up carrying to the from your area to my area, and that would be a problem of transferring. So how do we know that it was because of Shabbos and not because it was too much money being donated? So the Gemara comes and says, Exer Shava, it says Ha'avara, which means passing. In one case, it says Ha'avara by Yom Kippur, to teach the reason why Moshe said not to bring more was because of the potential Shabbos violation of Otzah. The problem is, when you read the Parsha, when you go in Parsha Yakal, it's very strange. Moshe is clearly saying, "Ein mikra yotze midei pshuta." What's the Gemara coming and saying? The Gemara, you read the psukim, it says, "Don't bring more money. We don't need anything else. Don't bring any more donations." So what's going on here? The Chazal were telling us a different kavan and a different intention of what these psukim are teaching me to teach me about Shabbos violations. This is all, it's really about donations. So it seems like there's two issues going on. So I want to try to understand how are these two connected. It comes to Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes, Ger Rebbe, Parshas Vayakel. The year is 1875, and he brings this down. He brings this down to us, to our hearts. He says that when we do mitzvahs, there's a danger of feeling pride. Breitowitz quoted Benjamin Franklin, who wrote in his autobiography that he worked on his midot, he worked on his character development, but one area they didn't work on was humility, because he didn't want to succeed and then feel too proud of his achievements. So what's the tikkun? How do we fix this? The Sfas Emes quotes the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that the solution for this potential problem happening to us is that we should stop short of what we want to do. Let's say a person is in need of tzedakah, $20,000 for the children's wedding, and you have that money to be able to give them. Says the Baal Shem Tov, you should stop short, give the person $19,500, and let somebody else finish off the mitzvah. It prevents a person from feeling, I did it all. So Moshe was afraid the over-donating would take away from the L'shem Shem, would take away from the true intention, sincerity, which was the whole goal of the Mishkan. So this explains perhaps the halacha, that even the amazing mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, it's not Docha Shabbos, we can't build a Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. You say, I'm busy all during the week, Shabbos is the only day I really have off. But that's not the purpose, because we're not building the Beis HaMikdash to be able to then say, I built a home for Hashem. We're doing it because it's Ratzon Hashem. We're doing it because it's the will of Hashem. And we make every effort to do this on Hashem's terms. The danger of becoming more enthusiastic about doing a mitzvah itself rather than doing the will of Hashem. A great example, which I include myself in being guilty of, is learning Torah during davening. A person loves learning so much, they can't stop even during davening. But if the learning was for fulfilling a Ratzon Hashem, they'd realize the will of Hashem is for the person not to be learning. So we need to limit ourselves. So is the halacha that can only build a Beis HaMikdash during the week and learn during learning times. Carrying on Shabbos is the paradigm for not doing things for the Mishkan and Shabbos, which is the same issue as not bringing more than needed. So to be L'shem Shammai means to do so on Hashem's terms, rather than make ourselves feel good about all our accomplishments, even when that means doing less. There was a story from Mishpacha magazine and during the coronavirus pandemic, that along with leading vibrant Hasidic court, Borough Park's Kosovo Rebbe Rav Shraga Hager is known as accomplished Talmud Chacham, and tells a story that his neighbor had a private mikvah in his basement. He wanted to know if he could accept the neighbor's invitation to tovel in it. It would just be between the two of them, and no one else would know. So the Rebbe, who is also the Rav of the Chesed Shel Emes in Borough Park, he passing the caller could not go and was bound to respect every single safety regulation. But Rebbe, the distraught caller, saying, I haven't missed toiveling in a mikvah for a single day since my bar mitzvah. How can I stop now? His Kosser Rebbe didn't hesitate. He says, you're fortunate, he responded. The Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't work for the Guinness Book of World Records.